Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
It's quitting time. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is upon us. Beautiful Football Friday edition of the show. We've got a great weekend. The rain has cleared up. We've had a beautiful day out here today. Another beautiful day tomorrow. Great weekend in store for us. Hope you are doing well as we get the weekend kicked off here on Fan Run Radio. Big day tomorrow. We've got Tennessee tailgate kicking off at
1 o'clock.
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
1 p.m. 1 to 3.
Brandon and Cody will be doing double duty. He's doing Tennessee tailgate and volunteer reaction.
That's not necessarily true.
That is true. That deserves a round of applause. Big Cody Mack, who we like to have some fun.
I mean, was listening to Talk Sports earlier, and
he'll be there.
The show, Cody.
He'll be there.
Cody hadn't made up his decision.
He'll be there.
He wanted Thanksgiving off, and he said he didn't want to do double duty on Saturday. It's going to be John and Brandon.
I've got double duty every week.
I mean, if I don't, you rookie, that's your lot to bear.
Rookie? You know, if he, yeah, are you heard, kidding me? Rookie?
I called you a rook. I met you when you were in high school. You're a rook. You'll always be the rook to me. Hold on. I'm talking to Russell, okay? Pipe down.
That just felt a little disrespected.
That was a little disrespectful.
It was meant to be a lot. You know, I might go down there. And we'd be willing to help John out. John's not going to be able to scream at me the way he does Cody and you. I'm a little bit of a hair trigger kind of guy.
You feel like John would be meaner to you than I am?
Well, no, I give you certain liberties for the good of the show.
I did get a long Twitter DM yesterday from somebody who was just appalled at the way at Bears treatment. He was a big Bear fan. Big Bear fan.
There, I have him.
Went to the mats for you. Hard.
Is it somebody I know?
I don't know. I'll read it for you here in just a minute.
Yeah, show me who it is. Maybe I know him.
Let's go to the phones. Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question. For those of you just joining us, senior day tomorrow at Neyland Stadium as 13 seniors make their way through the tee for the final time. If you could hold on to one of these guys for one more year, who would it be? We're all pretty much in agreement. It has to be one of those defensive linemen because we lose all of them.
I'm interested to see what our next caller is going to who his is going to be.
Yeah, there are no real impact seniors on the offensive side of the ball, so it's going to be one of those defensive linemen or maybe Abernathy. But I think
we
that,
still have not started a senior this year on offense.
That kind of I'm kind of encouraged by that because that means we're going to have some experience next year.
Or we could have the same guys back next year.
Yeah.
That's the other way of looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the glass half empty way of looking at it. But you know me, Bear. I'm just all about positivity. That's what I'm about. Let's get Phil in here next. Phil, you're on the Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Blaze Lane, Debbie.
Hey, Philly.
How you, Brandon, doing?
Oh, man, it's just quitting time on a Friday, doing well.
Yeah, it's a big game tomorrow. We'll see if we can pull it out. Be nice to be bowl eligible for the Vanderbilt game.
It would be nice to not have that pressure riding on you. Now, we need to beat Vanderbilt regardless of what happens tomorrow, but it would be nice to be able to go there knowing that you don't have to win to extend your season.
I really think this game's going to come down to turnovers and which quarterback plays the best.
Yeah. And that'll be a big part of it. And Were you surprised? I don't know if you heard us talking earlier about those statistics, Phil. Were you surprised at how favorably Garantano compares to Locke from a statistical standpoint?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. But all honesty, Locke can throw a deep ball better than Garantano can. In fact, that's one thing about Garantano. If he's going to make the next step, he's got to learn how to throw a better deep ball, because dicking and dunk ain't going to win you much anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, Locke's a senior. He's played a lot of ball. Garantano is still young. I mean, he's made, I want to say, this will be his 16th or 17th start of his career. So, I mean, he's got a long way to go, and that'll be one of the interesting storylines of the offseason, to see if Garantano holds on to this job and can establish himself as the guy, because I don't think that's a done deal yet.
Well, you look at it, though. I mean, unless they bring somebody in that will that's better than him, he looks to me like he's going to be the quarterback by the fall next year. Is the Meyer kid that good? I mean, unless we bring in somebody, I don't think we're going to find their quarterback, do you?
All right, we'll see what happens. I mean, recruiting is a wild thing. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see Maurer coming in and beating out Garantano as a true freshman. I guess Shrout is the X factor. Nobody's seen him. We don't know what we have there. But, yeah, I mean, if you're placing odds on it, Garantano is clearly the favorite at this point.
Artie, did you yesterday talk about J.J. Peterson? Just go ahead and play him and let him, you know, sow his oats these last two games?
Since
he's already at the edge of eligibility.
I'd just play him. No guarantee you're going to have him for 5 years anyway.
Oh, that's true. And these three defensive linemen that we're losing, they've all been solid this year. And I think maybe Kyle Phillips has more upside than any of them, but I'd take any one of the three to come back and be an anchor on that line next year, because we're going to be young on that defensive line. Hopefully these JUCOs they bring in are able to make an immediate impact.
Those guys, and can we flip a Boygby from Alabama? Can we flip Zion Logue from Georgia? Can, you know, does another elite prospect fall into our lap? There's a help wanted sign outside Tennessee football for that defensive line next year. It's got to be an attractive situation for recruits to come into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're an offensive lineman or a defense lineman, you got immediate playing time. But speaking of Eric Gray, is he kind of like Chandler?
I would think so. I mean,
he's a multi-purpose. He's like a 5'11", 205 kind of guy.
I've seen some guys – he's under 200 pounds. I've seen some guys, some people on social media, the message boards, those types of places, you know, speculate. And I think it's fair. Is he the prototypical Jeremy Pruitt running back? I mean, it sounds like we want that, you know, more heavier bowling ball, you know, 220-pound runners. I think those guys are just hard to find. We have to sign at least one running back in this class. You're losing London, and it looks like Banks is going to move to linebacker. Can't hold on to the ball anyway. So,
well, they are still saying he's gonna move.
No, they're not saying that, but I think the writing's on the wall. I think you need another running back. You take the best player you get. And I also think that Chandler has shown Pruitt this year that you don't have to be 230 pounds. I mean, it'd be nice, and I do think we want to get one of those guys eventually, but we're just not in on any of those dudes this year. So you take the best player you can get, and that sounds like Eric Gray.
Well, I hope we get him, but when's the last time we got a good running back out of Memphis that ever did anything?
Last good running back out of Memphis. Boy, I'm
sure
there has to have been one. Not to think about that, Phil. Wow. Memphis running backs. Let me see if I can Google or something.
Could have had one a couple years ago.
You look this running back situation.
What's his name, kid?
I really think they do need a big running back, and is one of these safeties supposedly might be a running back. There's one guy that's really he's a real good running back, but he's a real good safety too. But I mean, I guess we're gonna put him where you need him the most, and it could be either one of them, because safety may be in pretty good shape next year while he's safeties he got committed.
Yeah, the kid from there's a player from Georgia we've got committed that could play running back, Beasley.
Yeah, that's him.
You know, he could be an option there too. I mean, you would like to. I think that's an important position that we have not really addressed so far is running back.
We don't have anybody that fits what he said the profile he's looking for, which is, you know, 6'2", 225, like Bo Scarborough.
I mean,
size.
We try with Crouch, and it just doesn't look like that one's going to happen. We need to.
Where is he committed to?
He's not committed anywhere, but it sounds like we're kind of third behind Clemson and Michigan for him.
That boat will get out the money again, huh? That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Well, at least he's not over here for getting players like he was. Maybe we can keep him away from the Knoxville area. I mean, we've lost two good players to Clemson. Just think what our receiving core would be like if we had those two guys in the receiving core.
Them and their quarterback.
I mean, I
grew up a Tennessee fan. All three of them. Yeah, it just makes me nauseous.
So what Bush Jones does for you guys, he's horrible. And Derek Billy, I don't have no ill will towards him. He just couldn't coach a lick. I mean, I enjoyed his history talks and everything else, but he should have been a general instead of a football coach.
Or he should have stayed in the legal profession. He'd make a heck of a lawyer.
Well, old Precious, puts a little bit too much pressure on himself when we win, because we've got a chance with Derek Dooley on the sidelines, because they had no first downs the second half against Kentucky.
Boo him tomorrow, Phil?
Huh?
You going to boo him? Are you going to the game?
Hell no, I ain't going to the game. I'm going to the tank. Joy game a lot better. I mean, you can hear the fireworks from his house when we score a touchdown.
Thank you, Phil.
See you.
Appreciate the phone call.
I like that about where I live, you can hear the fireworks from the stadium, so you know, like if you're watching on TV.
Yeah, like you know before the TV.
I don't like that. It'd be like a spoiler alert, right?
Yeah, but if you hear the fireworks and say you're outside, you know, doing something, you can come running back in and see the play. Yeah, I'll send it to you. Working the grill. Smoking a heater.
Or you're just, touchdown's coming.
Yeah. Is it only after?
Yeah, it's only touchdowns.
Only touchdowns. I guess field goals aren't firework worthy.
No.
That's fun when you hear them, though. Especially if you're just getting over the tank. You gotta go running. See what's going on.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville live this afternoon from National RX, Farragut's neighborhood community pharmacy. And we are cruising right along here. A beautiful Friday afternoon as the sun starts to set in East Tennessee. High school football action about to get started. The playoffs in effect once again tonight. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show. Portions of our program today brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. It's Financial Freedom Friday at Citizens National Bank. Check out their blog post on loan calculators. How trustworthy are they? Online loan calculators. Go to cnbtn.com. We posted a link on our Twitter page at Fox Sports Knox if you want to read up more about it. Citizens National Bank. Banking never felt so good. We'll take a quick timeout. Back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
The Drive.
Here on The Drive, it's Fox Sports Knoxville coming to you live this afternoon, National RX, where we are taking your phone calls at 865-546-8200. Rick Butler will greet you as you call in this afternoon. Looks like Les Miles is headed to Kansas to take over the Jayhawks.
Jayhawk. Good for him. Don't they have like a turf field though?
I think so.
Field turf?
Yeah, I think so.
That just kind of makes me feel bad for him.
Like, how's he gonna eat his grass? It took me a while to get. I didn't know where you were going there.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll install a grass field just for Les. It's good. I mean, Les Miles,
like
good.
That cat grass or something in a little pot right by the field where he can stop on his way in.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm not a grass expert.
I think Les Miles is good for college football. He's a character. He'll be interesting. I don't know how successful he's going to be. That seems like a very difficult job. A lot of it's going to depend on what kind of staff he can put together.
That's interesting to me, is the staff that he'll be able to put together. But good for Kansas, though. I mean, good for them going out and at least trying.
At least hiring a name, a proven guy. Here, you know, he's not going to be able to get the kind of players to go to Kansas that he got to LSU. He's just not. And the thing that that got him in trouble and I think ultimately cost him his job at LSU was, you know, ultra-conservative – offense, and fans want to see points. That league, he's going to have to score points. He's not going to be able to line up in the I formation and run at people, man. He's going to have to spread it out and throw the. You just have to in that league. Now, people forget he does have experience in that league. He came to LSU from Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
it was a different league.
It was before that. That league kind of went pass happy, and I mean that was back when Nebraska and Colorado were still in the Big 12. So,
I mean, I don't know.
A long time's passed since then, but
can you win in that league playing pro style offense?
I don't know. I feel like just about all those. I mean, just about all of them throw it around a lot. I guess the ones that don't as much are. Texas, maybe. I mean, I can't say that I keep up with Big 12 football all that
no,
much.
No, I mean, I think Tom Herman is definitely an offense first guy. You know, I think that they want to throw it probably more than they're able to.
What about Campbell at Iowa State? Are they
they spread it out? Yeah, I mean they run it a good deal, but it's
who
still
else is it? I can't keep up with who's in what now.
Kansas State,
West Virginia.
Kansas State, Oklahoma. What offense do they run?
I don't know. That's
they're wanting to push him out down there.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to do it.
He's wanting to let his son take over.
That never works out.
I think Miles is going to have to go. And I'll tell you what would be interesting. Do you think John Chavis would follow him again to get back with him? Because here's the thing about Miles. Yet he's goofy, people say it, but coaches who've worked with him love him.
Yeah, he's real loyal.
He's loyal, and he lets you do your job. He doesn't meddle. He hires you to coach running backs. He's going to let you coach running backs. Hires you to coach offense, be defensive coordinator. He lets you do your job and trusts you and is loyal to you, gives you as much.
I mean, I don't know. Chavis doesn't have much going on down in Arkansas.
They're pretty awful.
But is Kansas going to be able to pay Chavis? What?
Yeah, probably not. And it doesn't seem like. Chavis is a loyal guy, too. It doesn't seem like he's going to jet on Arkansas after one season. I would be surprised if he would do that, unless he just doesn't like Chad Morris.
Could be that. I mean, maybe he liked working with, like you were saying, maybe he liked working with Miles and wants to go back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Is there anybody you ever worked for that you, if they called you up, you'd have to look at it seriously just because they were such a good boss?
I mean, I've worked for pretty good bosses throughout my non-illustrious career, but I mean,
Nate's really
yeah.
Cool
the situation at Fan Run, I mean, is as good as it gets, man. I mean, Nate kind of is a Les Miles type figure. You know, he lets us do what we want.
Yeah. We got to clean up after ourselves.
Yeah, we do have to clean up. Yeah. I think that's kind of, I think he's talking to you.
I don't think he is.
Okay.
I think he needs to talk to the guys on his show because that's what most of the mess is.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. Put it out there. That might be a comment I would have made off the air, but
you do. Nate Houston and Davey Boy Hudson are slobs. It's all their crap from their game there. The one where they hooked the car battery up to Houston.
We got an email, well, the whole Fan Run staff about 2 weeks ago saying, clean up for yourself. And there was a specific note. The cough drop wrappers on the floor are kind of annoying. You're doing it right now.
I'm not the only person down at the station who uses cough drops. It's cold and flu season. Many of us, because we try and keep our voices in tip-top condition, Russ, are using cough drops. And what the two I've found on the floor, not my flavor. I'm a honey lemon guy. I'm not a blue menthol guy.
It seems like I saw a lot of those honey lemons on the floor. Anyway, I'm just
maybe
saying.
Maybe you went behind me and took them out of the trash and threw them on the floor to make me look bad to Nate.
Yeah, that's what I did.
How exactly do you tell the flavor by the wrapper?
Different color.
Here's what a nice guy Nate is. He's not just going to come out there and call you on it. I'm trying to help you out. Help me help you. He's being nice to you. Just pick up after yourself, man. Don't throw your wrappers on the floor.
Don't throw all this on me, dude. You left a Qdoba cup in there for like 3 days last week. Just sat there moldering on the desk. I got answers for you. We're coming after me.
I'm just saying.
You were told to be nice.
I'm just saying. You want me to read you that message I got? Let's see if I can find
this. No, do it off the air.
No, I want to. I guess it would be rude.
Yeah, read it off. That was sent to you in private.
I'm not going to tell who sent it. Ah, you're lucky. I can't find it now.
All right.
Dang it, it was really good, too. Oh, maybe it's in the requests because I didn't respond. Yeah, here it is.
Wow. That's long.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Dear Russell.
Does it really say Dear Russell?
It says Russell.
Okay.
As you prepare for the drive to go on air in less than an hour, I felt the need to reach out to you and express some things. It's a good start, man. It's like, oh, this isn't the normal, hey, I heard Butch Jones was down at the bar drinking up a storm, gotten into it. No, this is, yeah, that's quite the preamble. I am an avid listener to the drive, and I support Fan Run Radio in every way I can and will continue to do so. However, I wanted to shine a light on your treatment of Bear. I am no way a member of Bear's fan club, nor do I agree with most of what he says. Making a lot of sense so far. But your constant belittling and demeaning behavior is starting to affect the show from my point of view. I know it's all fun and games and meant to be lighthearted entertainment with nothing ever taken seriously.
Kind of hurts sometimes, Russ.
But you have to remember the time and age we live in. Children and young people listen to your show, and this, quote, bullying isn't the best look. I'm sure you wouldn't want your children to be mocked and teased on a daily basis, as you do to Bear. Now, he's a big boy and can take up for himself. I just wanted to voice my opinion and ask for the betterment and continuation of great success for the show if you could lay off him for a while. Have a Bear Appreciation Day. Thanks. God bless.
Bear Appreciation Day.
It's actually not a bad idea.
What would a Bear Appreciation Day consist of?
See, it's gonna struggle because
I'm getting ready to hit a milestone as far as the drive goes, by the way. I've gone back and done some research.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
I'm heading towards being the longest tenured co-host of the drive.
How about that? I believe it. You've outlasted them all.
I'll outlast you too, bro. Promise. The cops and the FCC drag him off the air in handcuffs.
I've been here since day one.
Same car.
7 years. Dave Hooker, Terry Fair.
Terry.
Brian Clay.
You'll be a big time college football coach, Terry Fair.
Richard Darty.
Love Richard.
Brandon Orrick. Am I missing somebody? I mean, there's five people.
You're missing one.
Chance.
Chancellor Chancellor Collins.
Six. Is that it? I feel like there's more. That might be it. And Bear. Bear and now Brandon. Bear. You've made it, what, 2.5 years? Two
almost
plus
three. Going almost on three.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes. All right, so he's three.
Russell's over there.
Yes. He should be done soon, right? 3 years.
If you said something last, would you say it's about time for you to flame out on my show?
Damn it!
I mean, traditionally being on the drive co-host or producer, it's like being the drummer for Spinal Tap. It doesn't last long.
Who would ever thunk it? First call, I got flushed. But telling the truth.
You've been you've been Bear Appreciation Day. By the way, that email that's true. That was a direct message on Twitter.
I saw it.
I don't know this guy, and I haven't responded to it. It's very well written. I mean, he does a really good job of like.
Putting you in your place. Well,
no, this guy obviously has read the classic work of 20th century nonfiction literature, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. He calls attention to your faults in an indirect manner, begins in a friendly way.
What do you mean he called attention? Did he call attention to my faults?
To mine.
Oh.
Nimrod. I'm sorry.
I might want to watch that mouth. I was getting ready to go all in on it. Like, that's a hell of a vote of confidence there, Pat. What did he say at the beginning? He doesn't agree with very little of what I say.
Yeah, he says he's not in your fan club. Doesn't agree with you.
Why not?
I like the bullying. He called me a bully.
You like that's a bully,
rich.
Don't you?
That's rich.
Is anybody a bigger bully than you at the station?
Are you asking me if anybody? Am I a bully, Brandon? Am I a bully?
No. I wouldn't call you a
we've
bully.
We've talked about it. No. Yeah, he is.
No, I would. Yes. I would not call.
No.
No, I would.
Okay. What would you? Kind of a jerk sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes some people think. many people are saying. Some people are saying.
But they say it about me and him both. They call us, number one. They call us the old dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of like. I don't take it as an insult. But there's only a,
don't get to be old by being no fool,
huh? I mean, the talk sports, Dullard's the only one's crazy enough to come after us. You have your whole MO is just overwhelming force.
Well, like I said,
fire and fury.
That up.
See last night.
Fire and fury that the world has never seen.
Shock and awe. That's kind of my mantra. Shock and awe.
There was some shock and there was some awe last night. I was in awe. I was like, wow. He just dropped an atomic bomb on John's producer.
I was actually sitting beside Cody McClure when you
really
body bagged him.
I'm sorry.
He deserved it.
Nice.
And
no,
I love
he didn't.
Yes,
no, he didn't.
He did. He's a great kid. He's not a kid. He's a fine young man.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Ben.
Oh, I was talking about Cody.
Oh, Cody deserves everything he gets. I mean, you and him are – you all need to just – You're in Cody's relationship to me is as baffling as you're in Phil's. It's based on animosity and arguing. Like yesterday on the way in there, I mean, Cody told me you were, you know, just a complete idiot right before I got off the phone with him.
He did, huh?
Basically, yeah. He said, I'm not scared of Russ. You know how he talks. You don't want to mess with me, big boy.
Is that a direct quote?
Yeah, we've got that one on a drop somewhere. Russell's the most unathletic person I know.
It's actually a pretty good Cody.
He's my boy.
I think we found the one impression Bear can do.
Well, I can do some impressions. Who do you want to hear?
You do Cody McClure. Who else do you do?
I've tried to do you. I used to be able to do you pretty good.
You've never. Nobody's ever done me.
Bull crap.
Nobody can. No.
If I could pay, I've heard you done by you know who.
I don't think so.
Dude, clone can do you. He's made me cry. He'll call me up as you. I'm just a guy talking about sports, but it sounds just like you. I spend the first 5 minutes of our phone call
just
laughing.
I'll take your word for it because that sounds nothing like me. I said, who else do you do?
Me?
You do Cody McClure. That's it.
I've done Nate before. but I'm not going to do it on the air. And since I can do Nate, I can also do Houston because they sound alike. And then I can do a little Binley Caribou Cafe.
And what then, are you doing?
Davey Hudson of Three and Out here.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Don't be a Frankenstein. Be a Frankenfine.
When we continue on
Admiral
the drive,
Fett.
We're going to pick a few winners, check it or wreck it, against the spread as I increase my stranglehold on the drive's picks panel when we continue next. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
At Copai.
A sports radio experience like no other. This is The Drive.
Check it or wreck it. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive.
Yeah. All right. Brandon, how much is my lead grown by?
I don't know. Bear's been keeping up with this. Since we started over, Bear has been...
Well, Seattle screwed me last night. I sat there and watched that game and...
Got the cover. That was a push. Right? Please...
You're not wearing your headset right
please
now. We're on the
put on
radio.
Your headset.
There you go. There. That's step one. All right.
It was 27-24, so me and you won.
No. Seattle covered.
It's a three-point spread. You really don't get this, do you?
No. Seattle. It should have been a push then.
No.
You don't win, Brandon.
Yes,
no,
I do.
No, you don't, because I X'd it right there. Neither did Rick. Me and Russ won.
No, you're wrong.
I don't think that's how it works.
I didn't ask you, Rick, did I?
Bear's upset because me and Brandon got one on him.
All right, somebody who understands how point spreads work is going to have to...
Let me go back. We're like 6-5 now.
West Virginia.
Hold on. What's the spread?
I'm... Just write it down for now. We'll figure out the score later.
I don't trust you, Brandon.
West Virginia -6.5 at Oklahoma State.
I will check it. I'll take the Mountaineers to cover.
I'm gonna wreck it. Give me the Cowboys.
Hold on.
I'm gonna go ahead and check it.
OSU, hush for a second, Rick. Brandon, what'd you say?
I took West Virginia.
Oh my God.
-6.5.
-6.
Show ends in 20 minutes.
Stop.
Let me write it down.
What do you got, Rick?
I'm going to check it as well and take Virginia. West Virginia.
West Virginia. Where is the game at?
Oh, my God. We've got 15 minutes. We've got 7 more games. We have to go. It's at Oklahoma State.
Okay, I'll go with Oklahoma State.
Of course.
Show OSU. To cover.
Can we move on to the second game now? Thank you. Notre Dame beat Syracuse 10 points to the Irish at home.
I will wreck it. I'll take Syracuse to cover that 10 points.
I'll wreck that as well. Give me the orange.
I'm checking it. I'm going with Notre Dame. What's the spread on that one again?
10.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it as well. I'll take the Irish.
Oh, God.
Texas A&M at home, 16.5 points against UAB.
Oh, check it.
I'm going to wreck it. That UAB team is that's a neat story, man.
They're good. They're what? They've only lost one game?
9-1 after basically shutting down. They did shut the program down for a year or two, have come back and have quickly made themselves a Conference USA contender. I think that they will go down there and play Texas A&M close.
Rick?
Can you give me the point spread one more time? I was answering a phone call.
16.5.
16.5?
16.5. 16.5.
Okay, I'll take I'm going to go ahead and take A&M.
Do you see where their coach went on Feinbaum and called Alabama Tuscaloosa?
That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong. I like that. Yeah.
It's awesome. All right, next game.
Mississippi State catching 21 points against Arkansas in Starkville.
21?
Yes, sir. That's an SEC game.
That's pretty steep. I'll go with Arkansas to cover.
Yeah, I'm going to wreck it as well. Give me the Hogs.
Rick?
I'm going to wreck.
Vanderbilt. I guess you're just not participating now?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who he was picking.
He was picking Arkansas.
All right, I'm going to go with Arkansas to cover as well.
Vanderbilt, a three-point favorite at home against Ole Miss.
I will reckon I'll take Ole Miss straight up.
This has classic SEC bottom feeder pillow fight written all over it. And for once, I feel confident in saying that we would beat either one of these teams. I'm going to check it. I think Vanderbilt gets it done at home, and I already hate that pick. Rick Butler.
I'm going to take Ole Miss on this one for sure.
I'm going to take Ole Miss as well.
All right, we're going to pick this one just for fun. Alabama, 51-point favorites at home against the Citadel.
Citadel called them out, said they want some.
I'll wreck it just because 51 is such a huge number.
I'm wrecking it as well, Ben. I think that that's a game where Tua is a little bit banged up. Hurts is a little bit banged
up. Saban's playing him.
So I think they're going to empty the bench as quickly as possible. And who knows, maybe their third stringers go out there and continue to put the beat down on. But, yeah,
Citadel will put up a little bit of a
ridiculous line.
I think that Alabama could use any of their backup players and still win 55-0, so I'm going to check it.
I'm checking it as well.
No way.
All right. Missouri comes in here, a 5.5-point favorite. Brandon Orr, give me a score.
I will take Tennessee. I'll take Tennessee 28-24.
You said that.
That's extremely boring, but go ahead, Russ.
I'll take Tennessee as well, 4 points as well, 31-27. I think that Tennessee is going to finally show that they can win a close game in the fourth quarter by making plays when they have to. I know the Auburn game was a close game, but we didn't do much in the fourth quarter of that one. We just kind of held on there towards the end. I think we're going to have to score points in the fourth quarter. I think we're going to have to move the ball, convert third downs, maybe even some fourth downs. I think we're going to have to get stops. And I'll take Tennessee to get it done. I think this could be, you know, the Kentucky game was sweet. Auburn was sweet. I think this could be the most legitimate, credible, the most
liberating,
just the most thorough win. Rick?
I'm going to take Tennessee by a score of 28-27, and it's not on a game-winning offensive drive. I think we get a huge game-winning defensive stop to win the game by 1 point.
All right. Good for you. I'm going to go with Tennessee 38-31.
All right, Bear taking the balls by a touchdown. Yeah. All right, real quickly here, bonus game in the NFL, the Coats -1.5 against my Titans this Sunday in Indianapolis.
Brandon. Check it. Andrew Luck Colts. Has never lost to the Tennessee Oilers.
Rick Butler.
Check
Until
it.
Now, that's a big wreck-it. The Titans going up there, and they're just going to slap Andrew Luck. What did the five fingers say to the face, Brandon Orr?
Slap.
Slap.
What do you got, Rick Butler?
I'm going to check it.
This is where you say something.
What does check it mean?
He's taking Indy to cover.
Okay. Colts.
By the way, this is the last time Bear gets to
shut
do
up,
this.
Russell.
Ridiculous.
I tried to take it
segment
from
him.
I can't do it. I can't pick the dog crap
All
Colts.
Right.
I'm going Titans.
That is Check It or Wreck It, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, the official law offices of The Drive. You check them out online at wreckintoacheck.com, 865-546-1111. That's 546-1111 for the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell. Welcome to you. And turn your wreck into a check. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up next right here on Run Radio.
The Drive. You're listening to The Drive. Get some.
All right, wrapping up here on The Drive on a beautiful Friday evening in East Tennessee. I want to thank National RX for having us out here this afternoon. Don't forget, game day programming tomorrow starts at 1 o'clock with the Tennessee Tailgate. Brandon Orrick and Cody McClure will have all the pregame festivities covered for you. Voluntary reaction as soon as it's over. I will be with you on Periscope at halftime. And, of course, overreaction Monday here on The Drive, 3 to 6, presented by our friends at the Phone Exchange. Let's go out to Franklin and talk to Wes. Hello, Wes. You're on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Hey, how you doing, Russ?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Good afternoon, everyone. I was just listening with keen interest to that email or letter you got from the listener who said we should have, a Bear Appreciation Day?
Yes, Bear Appreciation Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He must not have been listening to the voluntary reaction last week when and I've had some time to ruminate on this after Bear threatened yours truly, one of your loyal listeners, patronizer of many of your advertisers, and Bear threatened to come down to Franklin and whoop you know what on me.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah, well, you know, as Eddie Otto told Leroy Mercer, quit talking so big and come on down here, you know?
Oh.
I'll tell you what, I'll save you some gas money. Look out the window, buddy. Come on. Look out. Come on. You like some? Come here. Huh? Come on. You know what I'm saying? Come here. Come get you some. I think you want it, buddy.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll be back. I'm going to go whip his ass.
Oh, man. Bear and Wes are going to fight in the parking lot at National. Bear, you can't fight at a sponsor. You can't fight him at a sponsor. You can't do that here. Well, at least take it out of the parking lot. Oh, my God. What? Good grief. Known dullard, Wes and Franklin, has come down here, and now there's going to be, I don't know, some sort of rumble out here in the parking lot. I want to thank National RX for having us out here today. I want to thank Rick Butler for all his hard work behind the scenes. Brandon, thank you. We're going to go ahead and get out of here now before Bear gets arrested. We'll see if we can avert disaster out here in the parking lot. Y'all be good. The podcast will be up momentarily. We are going to take a quick, about 72-hour break here. We'll be back Overreaction Monday, presented by the Phone Exchange, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Y'all be good. Have a great weekend. The Drive.